Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy.
Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. We love to bring you a soothing world to help you and your kids relax. Before we begin, please add your positive reviews to our Amazon Alexa skill page, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite app. Your positive reviews really make a difference. Let the world know how much you love Be Calm on Awe Island. And thank you. We really appreciate your help.
Are you a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon? You'll get an extra new episode every week and your favorites available on demand. We have 3 levels, so you're sure to find the amount of support you're comfortable with and the content you'd like to receive. Thank you so much for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head, and end by thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze circles you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon. In and out. Focus on your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze swirl around you as the soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth back and forth. Think about your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud hugs and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open, with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to circle them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, hugged by the comfy little cloud. Think about your arms. How do they feel? The wind gently swirls around them as you rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body and float. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the cloud. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The cloud hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on your cloud pillow. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze swirls around your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now, your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you back and forth. Back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's Be Calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Dragon Train. Painted on the sky was a beautiful sunset. The dragon smiled, admiring the colors and light reflecting off the clouds. With a determined look, the dragon stepped outside the cave. Tonight, the dragon was going to find out what the train did. A soft hum filled the air, and the dragon knew the train was arriving. So the dragon extended its wings and caught the wind, gracefully lifting up off the ground. Once again, the dragon followed the train to the beach. Following the train, as it continued on past the beach, the dragon waved at Paula the blue penguin and Benji the bucket. Then the train began to slow down more and more until it stopped. The dragon also glided to a stop, hovering above the train and closely observing. There was a whoosh sound, and people began to pour out of the train. The dragon looked to see where they were coming from and noticed the train had doors on each segment. Once some people were off, more people stepped on. The curious dragon grew excited as the train began to hum again. Then slowly it started to move. As the train rolled along, the air grew colder and the land looked white. The train tracks began to slope down until the track sat right on top of the land, no longer elevated. The dragon wondered about this new place and, feeling great curiosity, almost stopped following the train. Then the dragon remembered promising the forest friends a report on what the train was and where it went. So later, the dragon would explore this fantastic place. With that decision made, the persistent dragon continued traveling along with the train. There was another building in this cold land, and the train slowed down, stopped, and waited patiently. However, here no one got off or on the train. The dragon felt a bit disappointed that the train hadn't opened its wonderful doors. After a short wait, the train began to hum again, and off it went. Watching the land for changes, the dragon noticed the ground slowly change to green and brown. On the ground, the dragon saw lots of different animals. Some looked similar to the animals in the forest. Some looked different. The distracted dragon nearly flew over the train as it stopped at another building. More people stepped off and on the train. The dragon smiled at the whoosh of the doors and wondered where the train would go next. A quiet hum started again, and the sparkling train rolled forward. The dragon watched the land as it passed and noticed more trees. Then colorful little boxes began to dot the landscape. This was where the people lived. The dragon saw a building next to the tracks in the distance, and sure enough, the train began to slow down. As the train stopped, the doors whooshed open, and the rest of the people stepped off the train. At that moment, the train said, "Why are you following me?" The dragon blushed, embarrassed to have been noticed. It was a little strange to follow someone without saying hello. So the dragon smiled and took a deep dragon breath in and out. Great. creating a waving hand in the fire to say hello. "Hello to you too," the train said. Then the dragon took another deep dragon breath in and out. And breathed a question mark. The train rolling on the track and the buildings the train stopped at. "I see. You are wondering what I do and where I go. I understand. I'm new around here. Everyone seems to be pretty interested in me. Next time, please say hello first. I was starting to get worried." "Where are you from?" the train asked. The dragon took a deep dragon breath in and out. And the fire showed the forest. "Oh, I'm going there next. No one is riding now. Why don't you hop aboard? I can explain while I carry you home," the train said. The dragon nodded and stepped through the doors. They whooshed close. The train said, "Have a seat." And the dragon did. The train began to hum and slowly rolled forward. The dragon held onto a bar next to the seat as it felt the movement. Moving while resting felt a little strange to the dragon, but it was fun. The train began to climb upward. The dragon looked out of the window and could see the tracks rising onto the treetops. The tracks were elevated once more. Then the train explained, "I take people to the different places they want to go. They meet me at the stations, and then they ride until they get to where they want to be. Just like I'm carrying you now. Oh, look, this is your stop." And just like that, the dragon had arrived back at the forest. The dragon bowed its head in thanks, smiled, and waved at the train after stepping off. As the dragon walked down the steps from the platform, the train began to hum again and said, "Nice meeting you. Hope I see you again soon." Before telling the animals about the train, the dragon decided to learn more about the other lands. The dragon stepped into the cave, looking forward to the night's rest. Slowly, the sleepy dragon crept back to the soft bed of moss and took a deep breath in and out. Curling its tail, grateful thoughts rolled through the peaceful dragon's mind. Thankful to have met the sparkling train, the little dragon was happy to understand what the train did. The dragon was grateful to have seen the fascinating lands. The curious dragon was also glad to have a new task, finding out more about those other lands. With eyes closed, the little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug and then relaxed. With a deep breath in and out, the dragon relaxed onto the mossy bed. With another breath, the dragon calmed. And smiled Then one more deep breath in and out. The dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep, dreaming of the next place to visit with the train. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.